Captain Cool is Kirk.
It's time to turn to the captain for another top local matchup. From the opening tip-off to the final horn, get set for exciting play-by-play on Kirk and online at centralmoinfo.com. We get things started with our pregame show, including a word with the coaches. Let's send it to the gym for basketball on 99 The Captain and centralmoinfo.com.
JQH Arena on The Captain, centralmoinfo.com, as we're getting ready for the 2019 Class 1 Boys third place game. Linn County Mustangs fell to the Jefferson Eagles last night, as did the St. Elizabeth Hornets. They fell to the Dora Falcons. These two teams will play for third place in the Misha Show Me Showdown. I'm Scott Lunty. Thanks for joining us. The St. Elizabeth Hornets have a lot of height, and they are led by Ross Strump, a 6'8 junior who's averaging about 18 points a game. Meanwhile, Jace White leading the Linn County Mustangs. A little bit of an off night last night for the 6'1 senior, who will be his final high school varsity basketball game, but he is the conference MVP in the Tri-County North, averaging about 21 and a half a game. Should be a fun matchup based on Linn County's attack versus the height that the St. Elizabeth Hornets pose. Coming up, we'll catch up with both coaches. First up, you'll hear from Dylan Tenholder, the second-year coach of St. Elizabeth Hornets, and then you'll hear from Jace White, Linn County Mustang coach. We're getting ready for high school hoops on The Captain, centralmoinfo.com.
Thank you for calling Promises Promises Internet Service. Please remain on the line. Due to high call volume around the world, it's likely you'll be on hold for, well, over an hour.
When it comes to speed, Sheridan Valley is in the lead. Spend less time calling customer support and more time enjoying faster internet. Sheridan Valley has a plan that will fit your lifestyle at an affordable price. See what's available in your area. Visit us online at cvalley.net. Sheridan Valley, keeping you connected.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Here on 99.9 Captain and centralmoinfo.com, so we're getting ready for the Class 1 third place game between the Linn County Mustangs and the St. Elizabeth Hornets. Coach Jason White joining us here. All right, Coach, what was your message in the locker room after that tough semifinal loss yesterday prior to today's contest?
Well, I just told him, you know, it's a good team. It's tough to get down 16-0 to a team that's that good. But I told them don't hang their heads. They played hard, played with heart, fought our way back, you know, to keep it respectable at the end. You know, for me, that was a big win for us. But, you know, I told them, I said, we got, you know, a lot of those kids are seniors, and I told them, I said, we got one game left. You know, we got to be ready to go, and let's go out and play our hearts out again tomorrow and see how it works out.
How important is it to go out with a win to end the season?
I think it's huge for these guys. You know, they've worked so hard this season, and, you know, they just worked so hard down the stretch here and played so well together. You know, it would be special for us to you know, finish this thing with a win. You know, tall order today, got some big kids inside with St. Elizabeth. They're a great team. But, you know, it'd be fun to walk off the court knowing that we won our last game, you know, especially for these seniors of their career. It's huge.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, Jason White, the Lynn County Mustang coach, showing us here on the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. And you mentioned about that St. Elizabeth size. I know that they were in a big battle against Dora in overtime yesterday. How can you play that to your advantage, knowing that they played a little longer than you guys yesterday?
Well, I mean, it's a big court, you know, and it's a little, you know, my guys were even a little bit more tired, but, you know, they didn't let it show. But, I mean, you know, a big overtime loss like that is, I know, very draining, especially when they had chances to pull it out at the end. And, you know, they're a great team. You know, we have got obviously a great team. We're in the Final Four, and we'll just toss it up and see what happens, you know. Well, I think when it comes to a game of, you know, like this, it's whoever kind of takes the most blows and keeps standing and, you know, keeps working. So,
what's going to be key to get your inside game back going today?
Just got to establish it inside. You know, it's Chadley, you know, he went up against that big kid yesterday, and, you know, that Farnan kid's a heck of a defensive player and a good offensive player, too. But, you know, I think he's a little quicker than what we're going to see today. And we just have to keep attacking the middle and, you know, pick our kickouts a little bit smarter than we did yesterday and, you know, be ready to step in those shots and knock them down. Have just trust our guards to knock down shots.
Lynn County Coach Jason White joining us here on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate the time, Coach, and best of luck this afternoon.
All right, appreciate it. We'll talk to you afterwards.
We'll tip off Class 1 third place game between Lynn County and St. Elizabeth. Coming up next on the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
To last 75 years, you must be doing things right. And at Side & Stricker's, we're known for treating our customers right by being by your side. What started with Ralph Side & Stricker opening his first dealership in 1944 has grown into 13 locally owned and operated John Deere stores across Missouri. We're by your side with equipment, parts, and service to help you get your job done right. Come visit any Side & Stricker location so we can thank you for being by our side for 75 years.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
Here on 99.9 The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com, as we're getting ready for the Class 1 boys third place game between Lynn County and St. Elizabeth. Dylan Tendholder's the second-year coach of the St. Elizabeth Hornets. And, Coach, I know the result wasn't the one you wanted yesterday against Dora in overtime, but I feel like we need to talk a little bit about where this Hornet program has been. It's been 14 years since they've gotten to this Show Me Showdown. What makes this appearance down in Springfield special for you guys?
Our guys, of course, most of the people in the town are related, so they're related to a lot of those guys that played on those teams, and our guys have been talking about this day since they were little, playing together, and for them to finally accomplish it, it's just been amazing to watch, and such a great ride to be a part of.
Now, I know you took the number one team in Class 1 to the wire in overtime. Unfortunately, the result was not what you wanted, but what allowed you guys to have a lot of success against the Dora Falcons?
I think a lot of it came before this game, and what I mean is you look at our schedule, we've played a lot of bigger schools. We've played 9 Class 3 schools. We've played a Class 5 school, a lot of ranked teams, and all those things together kind of set you up for games like this. And then tonight, it just came from executing our game plan, even though it didn't quite work out for us. We had some mistakes here and there, but I felt that the boys executed what we wanted to do and gave themselves an opportunity to come out with the win, and the ball just didn't quite bounce our way enough.
You got a lot of height, and leading that is Ross Strumpf, your 6'8 junior, also averaging about 18 points a game. What are some of his strengths?
So he's special. He can score inside and outside. Teams will sag off, and he'll hit the three on them. He can score with both hands. He can take kids off the dribble. He can do about anything for us, really. We can use him a variety of ways.
What's going to be key for the St. Elizabeth Hornets to proceed to get a third-place finish here in Class 1 against Linn County?
Ultimately, it comes down to putting today's game out of our minds. Resetting, it's a tough loss. It sucks. But, you know, you can't dwell on that. You got another game to play, and you want to end the season on a high note. So putting that out of our minds and then just getting back to executing what we do well and what we typically do.
Dylan Tenholder, St. Elizabeth coach, joining us here on CaptainCentralMoFO.com. Coach, appreciate the time and best of luck this afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to Linn County coach Jason White coming up next on the CaptainCentralMoFO.com.
Eisman Homes has been offering quality modular and manufactured homes to north central Missouri and throughout the Midwest for nearly 100 years. From the carpet on the floor to the shingles on the roof, Eisman Homes specializes in giving you just what you're looking for in your next home. They have 9 homes on their lot available to tour, or let Eisman special order the home of your dreams. For more information on quality, affordable homes, think Eisman Homes, just east of Chillicothe on Highway 36.
The physicians and staff at Pershing Memorial Hospital in Brookfield encourage you to get regular cancer screenings. Early detection is a key step in the fight against cancer and the best prevention. Pershing Memorial Hospital and their clinics are available 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sundays from 1 till 6, staffed by physicians and nurse practitioners, plus they're Medicare and Medicaid certified. Call to schedule your cancer screening appointment with the outpatient department at 660-258-2222.
Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, continues to strive to make an impact in the communities we serve. Regional Missouri Bank remains interested in you and your needs, providing hometown personal service and committed to helping you achieve your financial goals.
We invest in our local communities and help support and promote local events and activities.
Join us in making an impact in your community. Bank local with Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris.
Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a place to stay? The Martin House Motel in Brookfield offers affordable, cozy, and comfortable accommodations, and their staff will do their best to make your stay as enjoyable as possible. Martin House Motel offers weekly rates, special discounts on rates, and doesn't charge for children 17 years and under. They offer free wireless high-speed internet, cable TV, and much more. If you're looking for a way to stretch your budget, they can help. That's the Martin House Motel, located at 731 South Main in Brookfield, or call 258-7257 today.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Class 1 third-place game between Linn County and St. Elizabeth possible. That's the Elm Street Inn, Linn County Title, Wright Funeral Home, Martin House Motel, Pershing Health Systems, all of Brookfield, Eisman Homes, DQ Precision Planning and Tillage, Max Kernow Chevrolet, all of Chillicothe, MFA Agri Services of Browning, Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan, Linn County R1 School District, First Missouri Bank of Brookfield, Kearney, Eagleville, Ridgeway, North Kansas City, Feral Gas of Northern Missouri, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Overlay Area Community College, Jim Overlay, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital and Macon and Science Triggers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. St. Elizabeth 28-6 on the year. They were undefeated in the Show Me class, or in the Show Me Conference this season. They will be starting Nolan Heckemeyer, 6'4 junior, Colton Green, a 5'10 junior, Brock Lucas, a 6'10 freshman, Ross Strumpf, a 6'8 junior, and Randy Heckemeyer, a 6'5 junior. They're in the home white uniforms, being on the top part of the bracket, black numbers and gold trim around the lettering, around the Hornet lettering and numbers. Michael O'Kane, Jace White, Cade Ward, Chandler Waltz, Caleb Schreiner in the row of black uniforms, going left to right on the radio dial with the red numbers and black trim. St. Elizabeth wins the opening tip-off. This is Ross Strumpf now. Darts one inside to Randy. Now off the left block. Shot will not fall for Lucas and rebounded by Waltz. It will be very key for both these two teams to erase what happened yesterday in the semifinal losses. And here is a left side layup for Colton Green. That doesn't go, but an and-one opportunity coming up for Ross Strumpf as he got the offensive rebound. That'll be Caleb Schreiner picking up the foul. Ross Strumpf averaging about 18 points a game. 6'8 junior puts the and-one up and in. Again, this is a St. Elizabeth team that has made their first Show Me Showdown in 14 years. As O'Kane tries a right elbow three, rebounded by Strump. He is harassed by White off the left wing. Up the floor now to Brock Lucas. Drops one off right wing. Brandy, his two is in. Meanwhile, for Lynn County, they want to try to avoid what Jefferson did in the semifinal yesterday. Open up on a 16-0 run. Here's White, dribbles out over onto the right wing. Ward, and takes a couple steps to travel. His call. With a 6:55 to go here in the opening quarter, St. Elizabeth has a 5-0 lead over Lynn County in this Class 1 third place game. Here's Brock Lucas across the Missouri State Bear logo at center. Into the left elbow. Here's a three-pointer by Strump. He's got six, 8-0. O'Kane inside. Waltz turn around to off-back iron. Who wants it? White trying to keep it alive, and it was last touched by Lynn County. Not too bad of a crowd here at JQH Arena for this Saturday morning. In this third-place game, certainly good to see both schools still out supporting their teams despite the losses yesterday at the top. Looking for a right elbow three. Brock Lucas cashes in. The 6-0 freshman. It's now 11-0 with 2 minutes into the contest. And now Waltz erases that with a high glass layup off the right rim. Now here's Nolan Heckemeyer to the near wing for Brock Lucas. And then on the baseline, Strump tries a two, and that doesn't go. Offensive rebound, Nolan. Now Strump again, too strong. And once again, Heckemeyer, two shots coming up. He wanted for the foul. It's height advantage already giving Lynn County some trouble here as the foul will get called on Michael O'Kane. That'll be this junior's first, and first one will fall for Heckemeyer. Averaging about 12.1 a game. He's actually the best free throw shooter as well for the Hornets at 75.3. And shot is good. O'Kane at the top. Goes right wing for White now. Left elbow O'Kane. Works around the arc to Cody Merle into the game. Now they'll come to White right wing. Now inside Merle, he pivots through a zone shown. It goes to the line after Ross Strump got the right hand into the chest. Actually, check that. They give it to Randy Heckmeyer. And the shot for Merle is in. And the second for the sophomore is also good. 13-4, St. Elizabeth, 5:15 to go here in the opening quarter of this Class 1 third place game. Top gears, Brock Lucas, left to right on the radio dial, over under the near wing for Randy Heckemeyer. Now inside for Nolan, back out to Randy, just inside the arc from the wing on the long two, and that's off the back. And it'll be a pushing foul on St. Elizabeth. Colton Green. White was going down for the rebound. O'Kane, right side for Ward. Back up to O'Kane. Wants to go inside to Waltz. Can't get it to him. Now he'll drive off the screen through Waltz. Kick out to Merle. No three-point try there. Now O'Kane, he tries. Now over to the far wing. To White in the corner. Guarded by his number two counterpart, Nolan Heckemeyer. Inside Ward. Now to Waltz. Double team pump fakes and a travel. tried to get the St. Elizabeth Bigs up. He did. Apparently he lunged forward in the process of that. Here's Brock Lucas, left elbow Heckmeyer, back to Lucas, trying to go two for two from downtown, and that is taken by Chadley Waltz. Up to Jace White, fires it to the right wing for his three over the rim. Heckmeyer, that being Nolan, cross court. Now to Strum, trying to draw the charge is Waltz, and it is a block instead, and he'll allow Strum to take two shots. He didn't get quite square. So it'll be a junior taking two shots. First one is in. Actually, they counted a bucket. Check that. Yeah, it was an and one. Now a reaching foul down on the left wing as Strump tried to grab it away from O'Kane. That's his first. O'Kane will take it from the left wing. 16-4. Hornets leading Lynn County. Halfway through the opening quarter. Ward to O'Kane. Now back to Ward on the right elbow. Man-to-man shown by St. Elizabeth. White tries to go through all of them. Now drops off to Waltz. Pump fakes his two off the left block. Now Brock Lucas at the top of the key. Comes near wing, fires inside. Strom leaning back, trying to get it off the baseline, and that is taken away. Good defense by Lynn County. O'Kane grabs it at the top. Inside Waltz, back out right wing. Merle and into the St. Elizabeth bench. So it'll be Heckmeyer to Lucas, now to the inside for Colton Green. The right block, the two. Randy already with 7 points. Now on the baseline, Gabe Ward inside Waltz drives for two, and he was blocked by Strumpf, and that goes out on the baseline. Back to the Mustangs. With exactly 3 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. They try a little pop set play for Waltz right under the bucket, and the Hornets read it. Here's Brock Lucas, top of key. He'll just release the college three off the out front iron. Waltz grabs it for Lynn County. Partial press shown by Colton Green. They escape it up to White. He gets harassed from the freshman Lucas. White dribbles out of it. Now to the rim. His underhander knocks it down. Jace White gets on the board for Lynn County. 10-point lead for St. Elizabeth. 18-8. Left side, Colton Green gets a screen off the ball for Strump. Now near wing to Randy on the baseline from about 8 feet. Taken by White. Up the floor he goes. Surrounded by three. Keeps going. Works around one. Puts it up. And that's off the left side. Brock Lucas. Some interesting eye socks today for St. Louis. We'll have to get a closer look what those say. As his baseline shot doesn't fall. O'Kane the other way for Lynn. Now to Ward left wing. Back to O'Kane. Wants to go right side. Cody Merle. Back to O'Kane. Looks inside. Waltz. Trying to find backdoor cutting. White off the baseline. Goes off a foot. And we get a timeout called by St. Elizabeth. It's a full. We'll do it as well. Minute 39 to go in the opening quarter on CaptainCentralMoInfo.com. St. Elizabeth leads 18-8.
Feral Gas is your premier propane provider across northern Missouri. The team of local experts at Feral Gas will make sure you've got the propane you need to stay warm this winter. Whether it's for your home, business, or farm, you can rely on Feral Gas to be there when you need them most with emergency service offered 24/7, 365. So don't miss out on their winter pricing. Give Feral Gas a call today. Feral Gas, proud sponsor of our community's high school athletics.
Hi, basketball fans. This is Max Kerno from Max Kerno Chevrolet Buick GMC in Chillicothe. We are proud to support our neighbors of the East, Lane County R1, for advancing to this round in the state playoffs for the first time in over 50 years.
This is Michael Ball, general manager. Come by and see us while you're out watching games during March Madness. Chevrolet has great deals all month on the all-new 2019 Silverado and 0% for 72 months on select models. If you can't make it in, please visit us at maxcurnochevrolet.com.
Good luck to all the teams this weekend, and go Mustangs!
You're listening to KIRK, making it online, centralmoinfo.com. Scott Lunty here, Austin Ward, spinning the dials back at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. Mr. Ward, a busy man here as of late for regional radio, doing it all. Travel called off of the inbound as White took a spill at the right elbow. Now on the left wing, here's a three-point try for Carson Kessel, who's into the game, and that's not going to go. Now White left side for Ward, corner three. He gets the rebound on the other side. He tries to put back. That's too shy. Strump skies up for it. Doesn't really need to sky up much with that 6'7 frame. Nolan Heckemeyer left side to Carson Kessel. Now they try and work something in over on the high post for Randy Heckemeyer. Now down in the baseline. Strump dishes one off. That's probably a shot he would have liked to take, but Randy Heckemeyer will clean it up. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 20-8, St. Elizabeth in the class one third place game. Here's O'Kane, top of the key. Over to the right wing for Merle. He drives up a three, and that's too shy. Carson Kessel takes it over to Nolan Heckemeyer. Now over to Kessel. He tries from downtown off the front. O'Kane gets it in stride. To the inside he goes. Kick out left wing. And now back in. Caleb Schreiner down low. Jace White off the double team. He got stripped from it. Foul called. He will go to the line for two. And that will be on Nolan Heckemeyer. His first. And here's shot number one for White. It's true. And there's a sub coming in, I would assume. That would be Waltz. He will come in for White. 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Off the left wing, here's Kessel for St. Elizabeth. 5 seconds. Colton Green. Right side, Strumpf at the buzzer off the front. 20-9, Hornets with the lead over the Mustangs on the Captain CentralMoinfo.com after one quarter of play.
MFA Agri-Service in Browning is there to help you improve your farming operation while lowering your input costs. They provide quality products such as fertilizer, crop protection chemicals, seed, as well as custom apply chemicals, fertilizer, and anhydrous. MFA Agri-Service in Browning knows that when spring finally arrives and field work starts, everyone will be hustling this season. The Linn County Mustangs have already proven that hustling and hard work can lead to a successful season. Everyone at MFA Agri-Service in Browning commends you on your success thus far and wish you success in the state playoffs.
Buying a home or land is the biggest investment most people will make in their lifetime. Because of all the laws involved in these major purchases, you need someone you can trust to handle your title interests. That's when you call Linn County Title LLC in Brookfield. They will guide you through your purchase and make sure you're covered. Visit Linn County Title at 116 North Main Street or call 660-258-2260. And Jamie, Barbara, or Wanda will assist you in all your title needs. Linn County Title, a proud supporter of the Linn County Mustangs.
St. Elizabeth with the lead over Linn County. As we start the second quarter, in case you're just joining us, the Mustangs are in the road black uniforms, being on the bottom part of the bracket with the red numbers. Going right to left on your radio dial, here's Jace White. His two is too shy. Tries to scrap up a loose ball and does just that. And gets the putback. It's now a nine-point lead for St. Elizabeth, who are in the home white uniforms, black numbers, and gold trim surrounding the lettering and numbers. And here's a left elbow three drained by Carson Kessel. Now Ward from the left wing tries to get down to the baseline, lobs one in to Waltz, and the double team does not matter. Chadley Waltz with six. Linton County trying to make things interesting. Kessel trying to answer back with three of his own. White grabs the rebound. He takes it up to the right wing. Cross the timeline, pulls up, now starts, trying to go coast to coast. He releases his shot, that's still up, gets his own rebound, back over to Ward. Now he gets a screen through Waltz, drops it now, to Waltz, off the ball, his shot, reverse layup, not going to go. White there, and can't get down and dirty. Now foul called off the second rebound. And this one will be on White. Be his first. 23-13. St. Louis with the lead over Linn County. Eckemeyer over to Brock Lucas. The Hornet freshman comes left wing to Dylan Wabi, who's into the game first time. Now over to Brock Lucas, right baseline, drops in the two. Okay, now right side. Over to Merle. From the elbow, trying to get it up top to Schreiner. Nothing there. Now it's stripped away by Lucas, and they're going to say he got the wrist of Schreiner trying to go for that steal. And that'll be his first. He leads the team with 129 assists on the season coming into the Show Me Showdown. Here's a three-point try, and that won't go for Ward. And on the putback, it's Cody Merle. Right in the middle of the paint. Back to a 10-point margin for St. Elizabeth. 25-15. Quarter of the way into the second quarter. Here's Colton Green near Wayne Lucas. Can he hit another? Yes, he can. Inside Waltz, back out. Merle, for O'Kane. He tries top of key three. That rattles in. Starting to see a little bit of offense from both sides here. On the near wing, Lucas, can he do it again? It's offline to the right and taken by Linn County. Everyone's just been going for the three here in these past couple minutes. Now they'll drop off to Schreiner and going up, and a shot will go. And an and one coming up for Caleb Schreiner. You got Lucas up in the air prior to. Another timeout called by St. Elizabeth. It's a 30. We'll do it as well on the captain, centralmoinfo.com.
Are you hungry? Well, get over to the Helm Street Inn in Brookfield for fantastic food. Come in on Mondays and find out why everyone is raving about their all-you-can-eat wings. Or stop by on Thursdays for all-you-can-eat boiled shrimp. They also have delicious weekly lunch specials. Enjoy a mouth-watering down-home breakfast on Saturday and Sunday. Helm Street Inn of Brookfield is open from 6 a.m. until 1 a.m. daily and is conveniently located at 107 West Helm Street. Mick, Susie, and the staff at the Helm Street Inn are proud supporters of the Linn County Mustangs.
Second timeout called by Dylan Tenholder, the second-year coach of the St. Elizabeth Hornets. He's actually a young pup. Won't disclose his age, because I'm assuming he probably does not want that out there. But let's just say he's younger than me. Not too shabby for a coach who was assistant at Eugene for a couple years and then took the head coaching job at St. Elizabeth, and the youngster has the Hornets in a Show Me Showdown in his second season. Not too bad. 28-20 St. Elizabeth with the lead. The left elbow three by Dylan Wabi will not fall. Now will come right wing. Linn County's Merle tries a triple. Doesn't go. Ward the offensive rebound. That's back. And that will go to Colton Green. To Brock Lucas, up to the floor under the left elbow for Wabi. From the high post, trying to get a screen. Lucas pulls up his two. Doesn't fall. Strump Feels the double team. He is too tall for the Lane County Mustangs. He has eight. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Merle to O'Kane. NBA range. He's heating up. Michael O'Kane, back-to-back triples. And makes it 30-23. Now left side, Strunk tries to answer. That's too shy. Schreiner, he actually didn't hit rim there, up the floor to Ward. Ward all the way to the rim, and he's got it. Kay Ward goes coast to coast, and just like that, it's a two-possession game. After St. Elizabeth started out on an 11-0 run, Lucas, first pass to Strump. Two shots, and now Waltz jump, or will it be a foul? Jason White calling for jump. They say an elbow is called on Chadley Waltz. So Strump already with 8 points will take two more. His first is off the front. Jace White into the game. Chadley Waltz checks out. Well, Wabi also checks out, and Nolan Heckemeyer checks in for St. Elizabeth. Second shot for 6A junior Strump. Off the front, rebounded by White. And now he got bumped. Schreiner picks it up, and now White resets to O'Kane. Through the left wing for Ward, back to O'Kane. To White, trying to make it a one-possession game. Air Mills his top key three to the right and out. Like the ball might have slipped off his release just a tad. Now here is Brock Lucas. Comes over to Randy Heckemeyer. Now back up top to Lucas. He takes it to the rim from the left block. That won't fall. One more try. Can't get that to go either. And now it will be last touch by St. Elizabeth out on the baseline. And back to the Mustangs. Here's White. From the left side he goes. 2.5 to go here in the half. 30-25 St. Elizabeth. White. Trying to get it back out and batted away by Randy Heckemeyer. He takes it over the left side. The cat trying to get a steal back. He plays catch. Now over to Nolan. Nolan inside to Randy. In the high post to Strump. They come top of key to Lucas. Slashes. Rolls one out to the back and a travel call. What a pass there by Brock Lucas behind the back and found the open man. And Randy Heckemeyer right down on the baseline. And he traveled right before he was going up for the shot. Tough break for them. Timeout, Lynn County. 2:08 to go here in the second quarter. 30-25. We'll be back in 30 on the Captain.
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To 25 in favor of the St. Elizabeth Hornets, trying to improve to 24-6 on the year. They won the Show Me Conference with an 8-0 record, and that is a conference that is predominantly Class 2 or 3. You heard in the pregame from Coach Dylan Tindler, they've had that tough schedule of playing up a lot of classes throughout the duration of the year. Only 3 Class 1 games prior to districts. It has certainly helped them. Down low, Jace White, over to Cody Merle, back over to Jace. Now they'll try right wing for Cade Ward. Down on the right baseline he goes, trying to get back out to Schreiner, and it looks like it will belong to Lynn County. It looks like it went off of a shin. I believe it was Lucas. So now in front of St. Louis bench on the right wing, it's O'Kane. Plays catch with Ward. Now back over to White. He comes over to the top of the key. Now near side for Merle. Trying to get in the corner for Schreiner. He does. Trying to bounce something down low. Nothing there. Now goes over to White high post. Right wing. O'Kane slashes in. Hooks up a two. And that is over the rim. Off by glass. Now over to Lucas. And he tried to go with the alley-oop. Too shallow on that. But there to bail him out was Randy Heckemeyer from the right block. He has 11. 32-25. St. Elizabeth the lead, and 1 minute remains in the first half. Right now, left side, Merle comes in. His two is off the front, back iron and out. Tough break there for the sophomore Merle. Here's Brock Lucas. Killing some time with says coach Dylan Tindler. Just hold for a set, final shot. It looks like they'll do just that. They'll get the ball as well to start the second half. So we'll see if they can try and double up on the Mustangs, or at least attempt to with the front end. 23 seconds. Lynn in an extended triangle, 2. 17. Creeping up a little bit, Merle. Now here goes St. Elizabeth. They come over to the ring, catch and release, 3. Green connects. But 6 seconds remain on the clock. Up the floor, here is White. 2 seconds, 1 second. NBA rain, drop the front. A 10-point lead for the St. Elizabeth Hornets. 35-25 after one half of play. We'll be back on the Captain and CentralMofo.com.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, students, and coaches of the Lynn County R1 School District are proud of the dedication and perseverance the Lynn County Mustangs show both on the basketball court and in the classroom. The Lynn County Mustang fans are proud of the accomplishments of their student athletes, whether it's through academics, athletics, musical, or artistic talents. For more information about Lynn County R1 School District, visit them online at www.lynnr1.k12.mo.us. Go Mustangs!
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
Did fall harvest leave your fields with ruts and tracks? Then now is the time to give DQ Precision Planting in Chillicothe a call. A Kelly Diamond Arrow may be exactly what you need to level up those fields and manage some stock and stubble residue. Give George or Kyle a call at 646-2150 or stop in to see about leasing, renting, or buying a 30 or 45 foot Diamond Arrow. Get your fields in shape for spring or check them out on the web at dqprecisionplanting.com.
Wright Funeral Home of Brookfield, a family tradition of trust and dignity, has been serving the Lynn County area for 130 years. They provide caring service for you and your loved ones, along with pre-need planning and monuments. The latest information on obituaries is always available online at wright-funeralhome.com, and you can sign up for their email notification program with no personal information required. When it comes to funeral planning, you can trust Wright Funeral Home of Brookfield, proud supporters of the Lynn County Mustangs.
Iceman Homes has been offering quality modular and manufactured homes to North Central Missouri and throughout the Midwest for nearly 100 years. From the carpet on the floor to the shingles on the roof, Iceman Homes specializes in giving you just what you're looking for in your next home. They have 9 homes on their lot available to tour, or let Iceman special order the home of your dreams. For more information on quality, affordable homes, think Iceman Homes, just east of Chillicothe on Highway 36.
Hi, basketball fans. This is Max Kerno from Max Kerno Chevrolet Buick GMC in Chillicothe. We are proud to support our neighbors to the east, Lynn County R1, for advancing to this round in the state playoffs for the first time in over 50 years.
This is Michael Ball, general manager. Come by and see us while you're out watching games during March Madness. Chevrolet has great deals all month on the all-new 2019 Silverado and 0% for 72 months on select models. If you can't make it in, please visit us at maxcurnochevrolet.com.
Good luck to all the teams this weekend, and go Mustangs!
Let's go ahead and take a look at some of your first half numbers with St. Elizabeth with the lead. Brady Heckemeyer with 11 points to lead all of the scoring. Ross Strump with 8. Colton Green with a triple, as well as Brock Lucas had 8. Nolan Heckemeyer with 2, and Carson Kessel with 3 for 35 points. Meanwhile, for Lynn County, leading the way is Chadley Waltz and Michael O'Kane, each with a total of 6 points. Jace White has 5, Caleb Schreiner with 2, Cody Murrell with 4, and there is 2 points as well to the credit of Cade Ward. The rebounding numbers are pretty even for the most part, 23 to 22 in favor of St. Elizabeth, but the biggest difference has been down on the offensive glass, 10 to 7. St. Elizabeth out rebounding Lynn County. They've had a couple chances to get some extra points in the process of that. Meanwhile, shooting from the floor, St. Elizabeth has done both these two teams actually doing pretty well. For the 38 shots St. Elizabeth has put up, 34.2% from the floor. Lynn County, 35.7, 10 of 28 from the floor in that first half. Taking our break on the Captain Central MoFo.com, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the second half adjustments in one moment.
Buying a home or land is the biggest investment most people will make in their lifetime. Because of all the laws involved in these major purchases, you need someone you can trust to handle your title interests. That's when you call Lynn County Title LLC in Brookfield. They will guide you through your purchase and make sure you're covered. Visit Lynn County Title at 116 North Main Street or call 660-258-2260. And Jamie, Barbara, or Wanda will assist you in all your title needs. Lynn County Title, a proud supporter of the Lynn County Mustangs.
Are you hungry? Well, get over to the Helm Street Inn in Brookfield for fantastic food. Come in on Mondays and find out why everyone is raving about their all-you-can-eat wings. Or stop by on Thursdays for all-you-can-eat boiled shrimp. They also have delicious weekly lunch specials. Enjoy a mouth-watering down-home breakfast on Saturday and Sunday. Helm Street Inn of Brookfield is open from 6 a.m. until 1 a.m. daily and is conveniently located at 107 West Helm Street. Mick, Susie, and the staff at the Helm Street Inn are proud supporters of the Lynn County Mustangs.
Feral Gas is your premier propane provider across northern Missouri. The team of local experts at Feral Gas will make sure you've got the propane you need to stay warm this winter. Whether it's for your home, business, or farm, you can rely on Feral Gas to be there when you need them most, with emergency service offered 24/7, 365. So don't miss out on their winter pricing. Give Feral Gas a call today. Feral Gas, proud sponsor of our community's high school athletics.
The physicians and staff at Pershing Memorial Hospital in Brookfield encourage you to get regular cancer screenings. Early detection is a key step in the fight against cancer and the best prevention. Pershing Memorial Hospital and their clinics are available 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sundays from 1 till 6, staffed by physicians and nurse practitioners, plus they're Medicare and Medicaid certified. Call to schedule your cancer screening appointment with the outpatient department at 660-258-2222.
Are you looking for a place to stay? The Martin House Motel in Brookfield offers affordable, cozy, and comfortable accommodations, and their staff will do their best to make your stay as enjoyable as possible. Martin House Motel offers weekly rates, special discounts on rates, and doesn't charge for children 17 years and under. They offer free wireless high-speed internet, cable TV, and much more. If you're looking for a way to stretch your budget, they can help. That's the Martin House Motel, located at 731 South Main in Brookfield, or call 258-7257 today.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
I'd like to thank some more sponsors again for making this broadcast possible. It includes the Helm Street Inn, Lane County Title, Wright Funeral Home, Martin House Motel, Pershing Health Systems, all of Brookfield, Iceman Homes, DQ Precision Planting and Tillage, Max Kernow Chevrolet, all of Chillicothe, MFA Agri Services of Browning, Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan, the Lane County R1 School District, First Missouri Bank of Brookfield, Kearney, Eagleville, Ridgeway, North Kansas City, Bureau Gas in Northern Missouri, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris, Sheriff Valley Community Connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital, Macon, and Science Circus, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Big thing for Lynn County. Thank you, 6-year game. Keep working on the inside. The more you can do that and get some of the St. Elizabeth Bigs up, that's where you've been having the most success. And the other thing, have to negate the turnovers. Free steals for St. Elizabeth that turned into possessions on all three tries. So two things to keep an eye on in the second half. Speaking of second half, it's in 1 minute on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com.
Regional Missouri Bank is truly committed to our area farmers. We've been lending money to our rural neighbors for decades.
If you're confused and frustrated by ever-changing market conditions and fluctuating commodity prices, choose a lender who isn't just a bank.
At Regional Missouri Bank, we understand that financial flexibility is the key to your success.
Find out how we can help. Talk to Regional Missouri Bank Ag Specialist today in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris.
Offer of credit subject to credit approval. Regional Missouri Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
MFA Agri-Service in Browning is there to help you improve your farming operation while lowering your input costs. They provide quality products such as fertilizer, crop protection chemicals, seed, as well as custom apply chemicals, fertilizer, and anhydrous. MFA Agri-Service in Browning knows that when spring finally arrives and field work starts, everyone will be hustling this season. The Lynn County Mustangs have already proven that hustling and hard work can lead to a successful season. Everyone at MFA Agri-Service in Browning commends you on your success thus far and wish you success in the state playoffs.
-35 St. Elizabeth with the lead as we get ready to start the second half. Again, both of these two teams fell in the semifinals yesterday. St. Elizabeth fell to top-ranked Dora in overtime yesterday. Lynn County fell to Jefferson. Yesterday evening, St. Elizabeth in the home white uniforms with the black numbers, gold trim, right to left on the radio dial. Start the second half. Starting five out there is Nolan Heckemeyer, as well as Colton Green, Brock Lucas, Ross Strump, and Randy Heckemeyer. Off the right side here, Strump, the two won't go. Lynn County's Chase White in the black uniforms with the red numbers comes near wing to Ward. Now over to Waltz. Turn around two with the red numbers. White will get it in. He now has seven, and they are going left and right on your radio dial. It's O'Kane, White, Ford, Waltz, and Schreiner all on the floor. Here's Lucas at the top. Drops it off to Strump out on the right block. His shot below the rim. White off the floor to Ward. He releases a three, and he kind of rushed that shot a little bit. Now over to Nolan Heckemeyer. He comes to the top of the key. Looking for a ball screen in a high post. Can't get it. Now they'll reset to the left wing for Lucas. Now opposite side. Heckmeyer down low. Strump. Turnaround is two off the front. Waltz grabs it. Up to Ward. Now to White. One on one. To the rim and in. As the Mustangs start out on a 4-0 run 90 seconds into the third quarter. And it's down to a two-possession game as well. 35-29. Right side. three-pointer. Bolton Green, that's off the front, and who wants it? Scrum on the right wing, and it is grabbed by St. Elizabeth. Timeout. St. Elizabeth, we'll do it too. All on the captain, centralmoinfo.com.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, students, and coaches of the Linn County R1 School District are proud of the dedication and perseverance the Linn County Mustangs show both on the basketball court and in the classroom. The Linn County Mustang fans are proud of the accomplishments of their student athletes, whether it's through academics, athletics, musical, or artistic talents. For more information about Linn County R1 School District, visit them online at www.linnr1.k12.mo.us. Go Mustangs!
.617 remaining in the third quarter as Dylan Tinholder, the second-year St. Elizabeth coach, called a 30-second timeout to preserve the Hornet possession. Just got a hand on it and called the time, and it was granted. Left wing, here's a three-point try, and the timeout pays off as Carson Kessel drains the three. He's back now to a 9-point lead for St. Elizabeth. Here's Waltz trying to go back out. Travel. It was stolen by Brock Lucas. Either way, it was going back to St. Elizabeth. Here's Nolan Heckemeyer. Cross court he goes to the top of the key. Holds. Comes right wing Lucas. Now down low. Randy Heckemeyer. His shot blocked by Waltz. Squirts out into the right wing. Ward one-on-one. To the rim. Coast to coast. Nails it. And an and-one coming up. Cade Ward now with 4 points. Lucas gets his third foul. And Ross Strumpf will come back into the game. An and-one coming for the 5'10 senior Cade Ward. Completes the three-point play. Six-point game. 38-32 St. Elizabeth. 5:34 to go in the third. Stolen by Waltz as they tried going out over to Randy Heckmeyer on the wing. Now Ward in alone again. He pulls up for another shot. He takes a spill. Goes off a Hornet. Mustangs are wanting a foul there, but it looked like he might have been in clean block. Good to see Ward okay. Taking a hard fall to the deck. Here is O'Kane, top over to Schreiner. Now on near wing, and a reaching foul called on Colton Green. I'm just in front of the scorer's table. Will be O'Kane on the left wing. Goes to White's. He dribbles it up to the left elbow. And now it's stripped away by St. Elizabeth. It's Colton Green up the floor. Throws it back over to Ward. He overthrew him. Now inside. Waltz pumps. Pulls up. And over the back call on Randy Heckmeyer. His second. Two shots coming for Chadley Waltz. And this could make it a 4-point game if he makes both. This is the first. Apologize, Chadley Waltz, for that. Second shot coming on its way. We'll go 1-for-2. 38-33. Across the timeline, here's Chase White. To the top. Randy Heckemeyer just inside the arc, along two at the top. And now a rebound by Strump. White got some body off of his putback try, and he'll pick up his second foul. So Strumpf will take two. Already with a total of 8. Doesn't make the first. He's shooting 72.4% from the charity stripe coming into this third place game as well. Schreiner checks out. Merle in for Linn County. And second on its way for Strump, and it goes right through the net. Back to a six-point St. Elizabeth lead. 39-33. Left side. Here's a three-point try. Merle, back iron. White grabs the offensive rebound from the wing. Now cutting in is O'Kane from the left block. He's denied by Strump. What a block. Over to Nolan Heckemeyer. If St. Elizabeth gets points here, that might be devastating for Linn County. Here's a two-point try. Now down low. Here's Randy Heckemeyer. He is stripped from Waltz. Foul called. His third. Now from the baseline, it'll be Colton Green to the left of the Linn County bucket. Lobs it all the way to the wing for Nolan Heckemeyer. Down to Green. Bounce pass down low. Strump has positioning. Waltz grabs the rebound after he put it too short. Waltz back out. Top of key. O'Kane, can he go from downtown again? That's off the back. White keeps it alive. Rolls one back out to Merle. Now to O'Kane. Inside. Back out. Ward. The three to make it one possession. Yes! Linn County, their closest margin in this game. Now inside, here is a two-point try. Charge is called as Nolan Heckemeyer was going in for the two. He made the shot, but it will not count. Brock Lucas back into the game for St. Elizabeth. Nolan Heckemeyer checks out. Mustangs are no strangers to these rallies. Three of their last five games, they've had to come back in order to win. Here's O'Kane near wing to Jace White. Inside, back out, O'Kane. Top of the key to tie it up. Off to the right and rebounded by Randy Heckemeyer. To Lucas. Across the Bear court, or Bear logo at center court. Now over into Heckemeyer off the double team. Pumps his shot. Draws the foul. He'll go to the line. Third foul for the senior, Jace White. Tri-County Conference MVP. Randy Heckemeyer back for two more. It's been a lot of misses by St. Elizabeth from the charity stripe in this game. They missed another. It could be up a lot further if it were not for that. Another one for two effort. Heckemeyer makes the second. O'Kane plays catch with Ward. Now they go to White at the top. Left side Merle. Back to White. Lobs it all the way near wing. Ward. O'Kane inside Waltz. Now over to White. Right to the rim. And that goes off the bottom of the iron. Lucas grabs it, throws it to home plate. And it's over to Heckemeyer, got the two and a foul. Lucas was acting like a center fielder there for St. Elizabeth to throw it straight down, and it'll be a timeout called by Linn County. We'll take it as well on CaptainCentralMoInfo.com, 42-36, St. Elizabeth on top.
Wright Funeral Home of Brookfield, a family tradition of trust and dignity, has been serving the Linn County area for 130 years. They provide caring service for you and your loved ones, along with pre-need planning and monuments. The latest information on obituaries is always available online at wright-funeralhome.com, and you can sign up for their email notification program with no personal information required. When it comes to funeral planning, you can trust Wright Funeral Home of Brookfield, proud supporters of the Linn County Mustangs.
Did fall harvest leave your fields with ruts and tracks? Then now is the time to give DQ Precision Planting in Chillicothe a call. A Kelly Diamond Arrow may be exactly what you need to level up those fields and manage some stock and stubble residue. Give George or Kyle a call at 646-2150 or stop in to see about leasing, renting, or buying a 30 or 45 foot diamond arrow. Get your fields in shape for spring or check them out on the web at dqprecisionplanting.com.
And one is missed by St. Elizabeth's Randy Heckemeyer with 2:35 to go. It's a 42-36 lead for St. Elizabeth in the third quarter. Here's O'Kane from the left post. Takes a stumble and a blocking foul, and O'Kane might be injured, or he was a little slow to get up. Then that'll be Randy Heckemeyer picking up his third foul. Stays on the floor. Here's Waltz from the inbound from O'Kane. Waltz right through a double team into the rim. Oh, man, what a power move there by Chatley Waltz, willing his way to the bucket. Now down low, Shrimp trying to answer the bell for St. Elizabeth. Cannot do so, and now popped up about 10 feet into the air. Now up the floor, Ward, easy layup. 2-point game. 2 minutes to go in the third. 42-40 St. Elizabeth. Right wing, Heckemeyer. High post, Shrump. Wants to go low. Nothing available. Now to Lucas. His shot. Banks off the glass. Rebounded by O'Kane. And the Mustangs can tie it up with a two. From the left side, they will go to White. Back up top to O'Kane. Now inside, Waltz, his shot. He'll go to line. He went right through the teeth of the Hornets. Second foul for Ross Strump, and a pair of made free throws by Chandler Waltz will tie it up. He's 1-for-1. Nolan Heckemeyer in for St. Elizabeth. Brock Lucas will check out for the tie. Chatley Waltz on its way off the front and in. 42 apiece. They were down by 11 to start out this game. Right side, Nolan Heckemeyer. Strump. For the St. Elizabeth lead, too shy. Waltz gets the rebound. Now he takes a stumble. Doesn't take the travel, though. Schreiner to O'Kane. Left wing. Merle for the lead. You betcha! The first one of the game as Cody Merle makes it 45-42. And it warrants a St. Elizabeth timeout. We'll do it as well on the Captain and Central Mo Info.
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you hungry? Well, get over to the Helm Street Inn in Brookfield for fantastic food. Come in on Mondays and find out why everyone is raving about their all-you-can-eat wings. Or stop by on Thursdays for all-you-can-eat boiled shrimp. They also have delicious weekly lunch specials. Enjoy a mouth-watering down-home breakfast on Saturday and Sunday. Helm Street Inn of Brookfield is open from 6 a.m. until 1 a.m. daily and is conveniently located at 107 West Helm Street. Mick, Susie, and the staff at the Helm Street Inn are proud supporters of the Linn County Mustangs.
Linn County has their first lead of the game thanks to a three-pointer by Cody Merle. 45-42, 50 seconds to go in the third. Inside, this is Randy Heckemeyer, left wing. It's Colton Green. They go inside now to Heckemeyer. Turn around, two off the front of the glass. O'Kane. And now charging in and an elbow on O'Kane. Or actually, no, they get into the block, and O'Kane thought the foul was going to go on him. That'll be his third. And it's a 7, so Kane will go all the way down to the St. Elizabeth Charity Stripe to try 1-1. There's a pair of triples that started this rally by O'Kane. Can he extend it now to a two-possession game? That's off the back. He cannot. Lucas off the floor to the right wing for Carson Kessel. 25 seconds. St. Elizabeth pull for the last shot of the third. Inside, Heckemeyer. And a charge. Waltz was in position. His fourth. He's going to have to check out the game. He's the leading scorer, and Strumpf will come in his place. He's a little frustrated with the foul, but it was the right call. Waltz was completely square on the defense. 13 seconds. On to the left side. Waltz plays catch with O'Kane. 5 seconds. Now to O'Kane. 2 seconds. 1 second. Ward. NBA range. And that was well off the mark. Wood. A third quarter. 20 points for Lynn County. They take a lead. 45-42. 8 minutes to go in the Class 1 third place game. On to Captain.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
Wright Funeral Home of Brookfield, a family tradition of trust and dignity, has been serving the Linn County area for 130 years. They provide caring service for you and your loved ones, along with pre-need planning and monuments. The latest information on obituaries is always available online at wright-funeralhome.com, and you can sign up for their email notification program with no personal information required. When it comes to funeral planning, you can trust Wright Funeral Home of Brookfield, proud supporters of the Linn County Mustangs.
Linn County Mustangs are 8 minutes from their best finish in program history as a boys basketball program. First Show Me Showdown appearance in 52 years. Back in 1967, it was a fourth place finish. They're in the road black uniforms with the red numbers left around the radio dial. They just gave the ball up to a Nolan Heckemeyer now at the top. Lucas tries a triple, doesn't go, offensive rebound. Now to Nolan Heckemeyer down on the left baseline, rolls one over to Ross Strumpf, his shot. Waltz with the block, they say a jump. Don't belong to St. Elizabeth. Strumpf thinking he was taking shots for a 1-1. St. Elizabeth in the home white uniforms, being on the top part of the bracket, black numbers, gold trim. They will go over to Heckemeyer. Girls inside, drives into the paint. Blocking foul will be called on Waltz. And Nolan Heckemeyer averages about 12 a game, has only scored 2 today for the Hornets. Nolan is first. Off the back, still a 3-point lead for Linn County. They outscored St. Elizabeth 20-7 in that third quarter. And the second will fall. At the top, O'Kane. Inside, back out, right wing. Ward now trying to get in for the finish. Waltz, O'Kane on the other side. That goes over. Strump the rebound. Over to Brock Lucas. He comes to the top, King, looking for some help through Nolan Heckemeyer. Now drives one in, and looking for the two is Ross Strumpf, and he will put it in. Tied up 45 apiece. O'Kane bounced down low, trying to get to Schreiner, goes off of St. Elizabeth foot and out. Now to lob one near wing. O'Kane, baseline from Ward. O'Kane, sidestep in. And the Mustangs back on top, 47-45. Here's Brock Lucas down low. Drives on in. Foul on the floor. Called on Lynn. And that'll be Caleb Schreiner picking up his second foul. St. Elizabeth ball. Strump in. Two. It's in. 47 apiece. 6:10 to go in the fourth. Inside for Chandler Waltz. Back out to O'Kane. Now down low. Schreiner looking for a rare bucket. That's off the front. Waltz. Second try. No problem. Back and forth we go. Here's Lucas from the right wing. Inside Strunk. Waltz making it tough on him, but it doesn't matter. He just used that 6-8 advantage. That's back up at 49. O'Kane near wing to Ward. Back to O'Kane. Inside. This is Waltz to the rim, and it's in. This game's taken to a point where you have to get your points. Not much available trying to gamble on the three at this point with it only being a two-point game back and forth. Now they'll try left side Lucas, inside Strump. Working on him is Schreiner, but he just finger rolls one off the right hand in. Waltz inside, back out. Merle, three. That's over, and rebounded by St. Elizabeth. Heckemeyer and Lucas collided trying to grab it, and now they have an opportunity to get the lead. And that's the risk of trying to go for the triple there in that situation. Here's Strump, baseline, trying to work around one board, trying to dive in and get a steal. Now picked up by Waltz. To O'Kane. To the top of the key he goes. Through a pair of Hornets, he's stripped from the ball. Lucas to Strump. And alone lost control of it, and it was last touched, I believe, by Lynn County. Subs come in both sides. White in for Waltz. Green in for St. Elizabeth. And timeout called by Lynn County. 4:30 to go here in the fourth. It's a full. 51 apiece on the captain, centralmoinfo.com.
Feral Gas is your premier propane provider across northern Missouri. The team of local experts at Feral Gas will make sure you've got the propane you need to stay warm this winter. Whether it's for your home, business, or farm, you can rely on Feral Gas to be there when you need them most with emergency service offered 24/7, 365. So don't miss out on their winter pricing. Give Feral Gas a call today. Feral Gas, proud sponsor of our community's high school athletics.
Eisman Homes has been offering quality modular and manufactured homes to north central Missouri and throughout the Midwest for nearly 100 years. From the carpet on the floor to the shingles on the roof, Eisman Homes specializes in giving you just what you're looking for in your next home. They have 9 homes on their lot available to tour, or let Eisman special order the home of your dreams. For more information on quality, affordable homes, think Eisman Homes, just east of Chillicothe on Highway 36.
One apiece between Lynn County and St. Elizabeth in the Class 1 boys' third place game. It'll be Dora and Jefferson in the title game later this evening, as the two respective schools fell in the semifinals. Here's a two-point try for Strump, trying to put a St. Elizabeth on top. He will on the second try. He's picked up the scoring here in the second half for the Hornets. At the top, here's O'Kane, near wing to Ward. Inside for White. Trying to find a baseline for Schreiner, can't do so. Now O'Kane has shot, and it is blocked by St. Elizabeth. Now back door to White. Through four, and he got stripped, and they say it was off a Hornet foot. Now Waltz will check in for Schreiner. 4-1 to go here in the fourth. St. Elizabeth now up 53-51. Here's White. Back out. Kick. Ward, three for the lead. Offline to left, taken by Waltz. Now to Merle. Now on the baseline, O'Kane ties it up. Here's Lucas. Back around to Heckemeyer. Inside for Strump. Works on White. His two. A little too shy. Now Nolan can't get it to go. Randy, that's who is in an and one. He's back into the game with four fouls. And it could be a three-point play as Chadley Waltz picks up foul number five. And he will get a standing ovation from the Linn County crowd. Finishes his high school career with 13 points. Live on the inside. And that is also a tough one to lose if you're Linn County, because he's your tallest man on the inside. The second shot's not going to go, or the and one will not go. So how will they play the inside game now? Will it be Jace White? He tries to come in on the inside. They force a pass. Ward loses control, picks it back up now to O'Kane. With some space in the high post. His two ties it up. It's kind of a little backyard basketball there. Just do whatever you can to get an open shot. Now inside, Strump, his turnaround from the baseline on the floor. Another foul called on Linn County. And this will be on Caleb Schreiner, his third. That's the seventh as well for Linn County, so Strump will have a one-on-one. First one is on its way, doesn't go, and Linn will get an easy rebound as St. Elizabeth had all four back defensively. Near wing, now down low, White to Merle. And White left high post, now O'Kane drives, back on right wing. Ward tries the three to the left. Strump grabs it for St. Elizabeth. Now to Nolan. Up top, resets in. Now to Randy, his two over the rim. Ross on the other side. He got stripped again, and he'll go to the line. .226 going to four. It's Cade Ward picking up his first foul. Strump with 18. Trying to get 19 and 20 and put St. Elizabeth back on top, and he will with the first. Second shot on its way. And off the front. White the rebound. 1 point lead. Here's White. Trying to dish one over left side. Merle. Now to O'Kane. Two White inside. Darts one down low. Schreiner kick out. Ward three and the lead. O'Kane on the rebound. The two, yes! Michael O'Kane coming up with some big buckets for the Mustangs down the stretch. Bowling Green picks up his fourth and tries to make it a 2 point lead. Michael O'Kane off the front. Lucas, the rebound. Right wing, Lucas. To Strump. Baseline. Turn around two. Hard off the glass and in. 58-57 St. Elizabeth. O'Kane, top key for the lead again. Too shy. And last touch by the Mustangs. Heckemeyer will now take it. Brock Lucas. Minute 40 to go, 58-57 St. Elizabeth in the fourth. Going some clock here. Minute 25 to go. Linn on the man-to-man. Lucas still with it at the top. Gets a little screen from Nolan Heckemeyer. Trying to run things down. We saw this a lot yesterday, trying to kill the time, was Dora against St. Elizabeth. They're going to deserve a one possession. Now they try and get into a trap. And a reaching foul will get called. I believe that will be Merle with the foul. That is his first. And it'll be two shots coming up for Brock Lucas. Already with eight. First one on its way and good. Lucas shooting 73.6 from the line. First time today he's gone to the line. And the second on its way. Two for two. 3-point lead. Ward to O'Kane. Now to White from the left wing. Near side. Ward. Top. O'Kane. Trying to get a kick out to Merle. Three for the tie to the left. And rebounded by St. Elizabeth. This is Heckemeyer, and Schreiner will touch him to send him to the line. And an all-important free throws coming now for Nolan Heckemeyer, who is 3-for-4 from the line. Lynn has one full timeout remaining. Or check that. They actually. And here's the second on its way. Offline left. Two possession game, though. Here's White. Now over to O'Kane, back to White, drives in, pulls up off the double team, doesn't go, taken by St. Elizabeth. It's Lucas. Push foul by O'Kane. And that'll be his second. And the Hornets are free throws away from taking home third place in class one. There'll be a timeout, a full by the Mustangs first. Take it as well on the CaptainCentralMoFo.com.
MFA Agriservice in Browning is there to help you improve your farming operation while lowering your input costs. They provide quality products such as fertilizer, crop protection chemicals, seed, as well as custom apply chemicals, fertilizer, and anhydrous. MFA Agriservice in Browning knows that when spring finally arrives and field work starts, everyone will be hustling this season. The Linn County Mustangs have already proven that hustling and hard work can lead to a successful season. Everyone at MFA Agriservice in Browning commends you on your success thus far and wish you success in the state playoffs.
The physicians and staff at Pershing Memorial Hospital in Brookfield encourage you to get regular cancer screenings. Early detection is a key step in the fight against cancer and the best prevention. Pershing Memorial Hospital and their clinics are available 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sundays from 1 till 6. Staffed by physicians and nurse practitioners, plus they're Medicare and Medicaid certified. Call to schedule your cancer screening appointment with the outpatient department at 660-258-2222.
.3 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. St. Elizabeth leads Linn County 61-57. And Brock Lucas will get a pair of free throws. Try and potentially ice this game. First one is good. Again, this is a Hornet team that is making their first Show Me Showdown appearance in 14 years. And they came oh so close to knocking off top-ranked Dora in the semifinal yesterday. They fell in overtime. White at the top of the key. Comes and takes it to the rim and in. And a 30-second timeout called by Linn County. We'll do it as well on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
.62-59, 16.2 seconds for St. Elizabeth. have to imagine a quick foul will be in place off the inbound. It'll be Greeny Heckemeyer. He'll just have to do one free throw instead. They'll just throw it all the way down to the court, and Green will get an easy layup. That's going to just about do it. Preston turned over by Lucas. Two more foul called, and that will definitely just about do it. Green and Lucas. Sensational down to set stretches. Ward will pick up the second. But nevertheless, this Mustang team will finish the year 15-9. A fourth place finish at state. Third in the Tri-County North this year. And again, this is a team that had a hard time getting their starting five on the floor for most of this season. It came in districts. Was around the first time, and they have really gelled. They made it all the way, defeat some very good teams like Slater and Wellsville and also La Plata in the district title game. As White gets one more two, he'll finish 11 in his final high school game. The Hornets of St. Elizabeth take home third place in the Class 1 Boys Show Me Showdown. We'll be back on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com after a 66-61 final.
Buying a home or land is the biggest investment most people will make in their lifetime. Because of all the laws involved in these major purchases, you need someone you can trust to handle your title interests. That's when you call Linn County Title LLC in Brookfield. They will guide you through your purchase and make sure you're covered. Visit Linn County Title at 116 North Main Street or call 660-258-2260. And Jamie, Barbara, or Wanda will assist you in all your title needs. Linn County Title, a proud supporter of the Linn County Mustangs.
Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, continues to strive to make an impact in the communities we serve. Regional Missouri Bank remains interested in you and your needs, providing hometown personal service and committed to helping you achieve your financial goals.
We invest in our local communities and help support and promote local events and activities.
Join us in making an impact in your community.
Bank local with Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris.
Member FDIC.
Did fall harvest leave your fields with ruts and tracks? Then now is the time to give DQ Precision Planting in Chillicothe a call. A Kelly Diamond Arrow may be exactly what you need to level up those fields and manage some stock and stubble residue. Give George or Kyle a call at 646-2150 or stop in to see about leasing, renting, or buying a 30 or 45 foot Diamond Arrow. Get your fields in shape for spring or check them out on the web at dqprecisionplanting.com.
Are you looking for a place to stay? The Martin House Motel in Brookfield offers affordable, cozy, and comfortable accommodations, and their staff will do their best to make your stay as enjoyable as possible. Martin House Motel offers weekly rates, special discounts on rates, and doesn't charge for children 17 years and under. They offer free wireless high-speed internet, cable TV, and much more. If you're looking for a way to stretch your budget, they can help. That's the Martin House Motel, located at 731 South Main in Brookfield, or call 258-7257 today.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Linn County St. Elizabeth Class 1 Boys third place game possible. That includes the Helm Street Inn, Linn County Title, Wright Funeral Home, Martin House Motel, Pershing Health Systems, all of Brookfield, Iceman Homes, DQ Precision Planning and Tillage, Max Kernow Chevrolet, all of Chillicothe, MFA Agri Services of Browning, Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan, the Linn County R1 School District, First Missouri Bank of Brookfield and Kearney, Eagleville, Ridgeway, North Kansas City. Barrel Gas of Northern Missouri. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris. Shared to Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College, Shannon and Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital in Macon and Science Triggers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Let's take a look at some of your final numbers. Right now, the Linn County Mustangs are gathering their individual fourth-place medals. And afterwards, we'll catch up with Linn County Mustang coach Jason Wine and get some thoughts on the season, some of the seniors, and also the game, obviously. So we'll have that coming your way in just a couple moments here on the Captain. 66-61, again, the final. St. Elizabeth will finish the year 24-6 and take home third place. Linn County finishes 15-9. Ross Strumpf with a game-high, 22 points. Brady Heckmeyer with 16. Brock Lucas with 13, Colton Green with 5, Nolan Heckemeyer with 4, and Carson Kessel with 6 for the 66 points. Orland County, Chadley Walsh leads the way with 15 points. Michael O'Kane with 14, Jace White with 13, Cade Ward with 10, Cody Merle with 7, and Caleb Schreiner with a total of 2 points. Again, Lynn County got back into this game, outscoring St. Elizabeth 20-7 in the third quarter, but it was a 24-point fourth quarter by St. Elizabeth that proved to be the difference in this game. From the floor, the Mustangs finished 41% from the floor, 7-for-12 from the charity stripe, 4-for-21 for downtown. Meanwhile, for St. Elizabeth, 34.8% from the floor, 6-from-8 for downtown, and 56% from the charity stripe. Lynn County Mustangs have all of their medals, and we'll go ahead and take another break while St. Elizabeth gets their individual medals for a third place finish. When we come back, we'll hear from Jason White, the Lynn County Mustang coach, and we'll also nominate our outstanding player of the game. As you're listening to the Class 1 third place game on the Captain at CentralMoInfo.com.
Hi, basketball fans. This is Max Kerno from Max Kerno Chevrolet Buick GMC in Chillicothe. We are proud to support our neighbors to the east, Lynn County R1, for advancing to this round in the state playoffs for the first time in over 50 years.
This is Michael Ball, general manager. Come by and see us while you're out watching games during March Madness. Chevrolet has great deals all month on the all-new 2019 Silverado and 0% for 72 months on select models. If you can't make it in, please visit us at maxcurnochevrolet.com.
Good luck to all the teams this weekend, and go Mustangs!
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representing several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, students, and coaches of the Lynn County R1 School District are proud of the dedication and perseverance the Lynn County Mustang show both on the basketball court and in the classroom. The Lynn County Mustang fans are proud of the accomplishments of their student athletes, whether it's through academics, athletics, musical, or artistic talents. For more information about Lynn County R1 School District, visit them online at www.lynnr1.k12.mo.us. Go Mustangs!
Again, 66-61 is the final for the St. Elizabeth Hornets, who defeat the Lynn County Mustangs. One final item of business, and then we'll hear from Jason White, the Lynn County coach. He's nominated our outstanding player of the game. Ross Trump getting it, especially the way he's performed in the second half. 22 points, a game high, and it's brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. Lynn County coach Jason White joining us here on our post game. Coach, appreciate you joining us. All right, take me through that game. You guys managed to rally back in on a 20-7 run. What went into that?
Well, our energy was huge. You know, the boys, this is a group that doesn't quit. They keep fighting, and you know, we're an energy team, and we're a team that can go on runs, and just kind of like we've done all season long here, especially in the playoffs. You know, just really playing together, moving the best. We saw when the ball started moving more. Our whole team chemistry and everything changed.
What was the message going into the locker room? It was another good start for the opposing team. I knew that was something you were hoping to avoid from yesterday, but how did you manage the experience of getting back? What's the biggest adjustment on the floor in order to get back into it?
Well, we just, you know, we forced up some shots in the first half, and you know, I told the guys at halftime two things. I said, number one, you take out the seven turnovers we had, even shooting 34% in the first half, you know, that's another 5 points. And, you know, I just really stressed to them to take care of the basketball, to move the ball from one side of the floor to the other. You saw in the second half, we really got the ball and moved it. And, you know, for us, the strength is, even though we're short on the bench, we don't, you know, I play six guys, but running, you know, we got out and we ran them and caught them in transition a few times. And, you know, we feed off that energy. So just halftime speech was take care of the basketball, take some hard shots and move the basketball. And that's what they did in the second half.
Jason White, Lincoln County Mustang coach, joining us here on the Captain Central MoInfo.com. Let's just talk about where you guys were, because you mentioned when we caught you guys during the district championships, you guys were having a hard time getting five people on the floor for most of the season. Now you get the district championship, you get to the Show Me Showdown, you tie the 1967 program for arguably one of the best programs in Linn County history. What does that say about just how this team has overall grown and really caught the hearts of much of Linn County?
Well, it's just a special group of kids, you know. They're fun to watch. That's why people come out. That's one thing I hear, is that they're fun to watch. They play hard. They never quit. You know, that's what makes it fun. That's, you know, I've witnessed some pretty amazing comebacks in the last four or five games that we've played. Highlights of my career as a coach, but, you know, the memories these kids will never, ever forget. You know, talking to the two gentlemen that came in yesterday to our locker room from that 67 team, it was special for them to come in and just reminisce a little bit and be here. And, you know, we just enjoy the moment. You know, I thought the boys responded really well today.
All right, and then one final question for you. Wouldn't be remiss to ask you about a little bit of your senior class, because they were the ones that helped you get there. Your son Jace is on there, as well as Cade Ward, Chadley Waltz, Quincy Corday, Corbin Liebhardt, and also Caleb Schreiner. What has this group meant to you, especially since it's the one with your son involved in?
Well, we came here, you know, when Jace went into eighth grade, and, you know, I've been working with this group ever since. You know, being the junior high coach at the same time has allowed me to put in a lot of stuff and, you know, keep it consistent over the last 5 years. You know, these kids always talked about coming here. They've always dreamed about it. I knew we had the parts. If things fell a certain way and fell into place, and they just absolutely fell into place for us this year. And we beat some really tough teams to get here. You know, just looking back on it, it's not easy to get here, obviously. You know, a small percentage of people make it down here. But what these kids have done and the way that they've played with heart, you know, that's why we're in the position that we're in here. And, you know, even yesterday getting down by 16 and fighting back and basically playing them even the last 27 minutes of the game. You know, that's just who these kids are. They play hard. I always expect that out of them. And they expect it out of themselves. So we made some adjustments and made a run.
Jason White, Linn County Mustang coach, joining us here on the Captain Central MoInfo.com. Coach, really appreciate all the time you've given us during this district run, and congratulations on the best program finish in Linn County history.
I appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
Pleasure. Jason White joining us here on the Captain Central MoInfo.com. Big thanks to Austin Ward for spinning the dials at the Moberly Motorsports Desk, and thanks to you for listening to us here on the Captain Central MoInfo.com. That'll conclude it. In about 10 or 15 minutes, we'll get our pregame coverage underway between Community and Lakeland in the Class 1 girls third place. So for Austin, I'm Scott. So long for now from Springfield.
Let's be